This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am still Brad Brown. It's awesome to have you join us today. And we're going to be chatting some biking. We head back to catch up with Alex Rossetti to find out some of the things that he's done to get faster on two wheels in his fairly short Ironman career. We'll get all those details in a moment. I mentioned the last couple of days that I've been working on something, and I posted on our Facebook page. If you haven't found the Kona Edge on Facebook yet, please do just search for the Kona Edge. You'll see it there. But I wanted to know, if money wasn't an option or an issue, if you were rolling in it, so to speak, and there were races downtown in some of the biggest cities in the world, where would you love to race? And the options that I gave were New York City, London, Paris, Cape Town in South Africa, my backyard, Sydney in Australia, or Rio de Janeiro. Those were the options, and I want to know, where would you race? So if you'd like to check out the post and comment on Facebook, please do. If not, just hashtag us, the Kona Edge, hashtag the Kona Edge, and let me know what city, whether you're on Instagram or on Twitter. Send us a tweet at the Kona Edge, or just do it on the Facebook as well. I'd love to know, because as I said in the last couple of days, we've got something coming, and I'm pretty excited to share it with you, and I want your inputs, because I don't want to give you too many details, but we are working on something, and depending on the feedback we get, that's where we are going. So pop us a message, hashtag TheKonaEdge, or search for us on the various social media platforms and let us know. You can also pop me an email if you'd like. Brad@TheKonaEdge.com is where you can get hold of me. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Team Robertson Ready. Team RR provides personalized triathlon, running, and nutrition coaching. And as a client, you'll receive a customized program based on your specific needs for your triathlon or running goals. Team RR coaching is hands-on and takes into consideration each athlete's strengths, weaknesses, and unique life schedule. The nutrition program is individualized based on individual blood panel markers, personal goals, past history, as well as using current research on what works. Team RR is led by former elite triathlete John Robertson, who also holds a Bachelor of Science degree in nutrition. To find out more about John and the work he does with Team RR, simply head over to teamrobertsonready.com or alternatively go to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Don't forget too, if you're a coach and you'd like to use the Kona Edge to grow your coaching business, head over to that same URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and you'll get all the details there. Let's chat some biking now as we head back to LA in California once again. Alex Rossetti joins us. Alex, welcome on to the Kona Edge once again.
Thank you.
Alex, good to be here. Let's talk a little bit about your bike. You mentioned that your run and your bike are pretty evenly matched. Biking's been something you've done pretty much your whole life as well. And again, it's one of those things that if you come off a strong base, it really does help. Do you think that's been a bit of an advantage for you?
Most definitely. In terms of cycling drills and all that stuff, I have not had to focus on it all too much compared to some of the other triathletes I know, just because naturally I've got a very good fluid cadence and a good fluid stroke, and I know just how to pace myself well. So in terms of training, like I do have a power meter, but growing up, obviously, I never had one. And so I learned to race without a power meter, even without a heart rate. So in terms of the bike, yeah, I'm very comfortable. And especially when you race on a mountain bike, too. Just technically, I mean, there's definitely a big difference between someone who grew up mountain bike racing and road bike racing and someone who's just gotten on a tri bike and never tried the others.
It's so interesting you say that, Alex, because it's funny. I saw a tweet today, and I can't for the life of me, as we're chatting, remember who it was who tweeted it, but it was a sports scientist here in South Africa, and they coach a lot of junior athletes, and it was basically a tweet aimed at parents saying, your 12-year-old son doesn't need a power meter or a VO2 max test. He needs to spend time on the bicycle. He needs to ride. And that's exactly what you're saying. Is so often people get caught up in all the gadgets and all the things you need, but they just haven't spent time on the bike. And that unfortunately is the key. Again, it's, you got to pay school fees.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Alex, as far as workouts go, what do you love doing? What are some of your favorites?
Do you want me to go in order, like swim, bike, run?
No, just give us your bike one at the moment.
Just the bike? Okay. For the bike, I do the long rides. I know a lot of people say you can get away without doing them by just doing higher intervals. I kind of disagree with that. But in terms of what I find is very helpful for me, it's just working at kind of my threshold paces for longer distances. So how long can I sustain 280 watts, 290 watts, 300 watts, 310 watts, blah, blah, blah. Just really, as we talked about in a different kind of episode, getting comfortable at being uncomfortable. I mean, if you can master your mind, then you're golden. So for me, it's, in terms of a technical drill, one that I'll just throw out there is just being able to ride with one leg. If you can learn to ride smoothly with one leg, uphill, downhill, crosswind, over bumps, if you can ride smoothly with one leg, that's huge. Then you know that you've got a good fluid cadence and you can tap it out. But yeah, threshold work is probably kind of what I enjoy most. Love the pain.
Embrace it. You mentioned the get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I had a long ride this morning. It was interval training with a squad that I train with, and that was it. For 2.5 hours, I just felt totally uncomfortable, and it was the training. I couldn't get comfortable on the bike. You get those days. Is that normal? Help me out. Is that normal, or should I not feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. You got to. There's actually when I was in college, so I'm a Cat 3 road bike racer. I don't know if that translates into something in South Africa. In college, there was a ride every Saturday that left from our area called the Spectrum Ride. And everyone on that ride, almost everybody on that ride, is a racer. Cat 5s up to Cat 1s. And actually, one year when the tour of Amgen was coming through San Jose, Wiggo and his crew showed up to do the ride. It's a classic, like, San Francisco area bay ride. So you get – if you're not racing that weekend, you're doing the Spectrum Ride pretty much. So you get anywhere between 20 to 60 of these – local racers and or really good amateur riders, and they just smash it for 55, 60 miles every Saturday morning. And yeah, I remember freshman and sophomore year, like, as I was getting more and more into this, I'd every weekend just get smashed. But by the end of it, you'd learn, and I was not trying to ride off the front, just trying to sit in the back of the group and be like, okay, here comes this hill. Ready, ready, ready. Ooh, 450 watts. Ow, 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 ow. But yeah, man, I mean, and you just got to have fun with it too. It's like if you get all caught up in the numbers all the time and your heart rate and power and kid, just it stinks. So yeah, have fun with the groups and learn to push yourself. And I think it's so important, as we talked about that tweet you were saying of just get your kids out there riding. During an Olympic or sprint distance race, I may not even look at any numbers because it's so short. And if you've done the training, you should know, like, you should be able to feel what your body is telling you. Like, I think most of us, if we're having a great day And if we're going really fast, okay, yeah, it might help to check your speed or your power every once in a while, but you should know what you're doing. So just taking a break from the numbers is huge, and getting yourself out of your comfort zone. Because I think they're just as much of a encourager as they are as an inhibitor. Like if your FTP is, let's say, 300 watts, like, oh, okay, well, my race plan says I can't go above 250. Well, let's say you're having a great race plan or a race day and you're right at 250 watts. You might say, oh, well, I shouldn't go above 250. Well, how do you know? Sometimes you got to roll the dice, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the good news is I'm feeling a bit better now after what you just said. It did feel like I was going to pop a lung this morning, but I managed to hang on. So that's the good news. As far as your setup bike-wise, tell me a little bit about what you ride and what the setup looks like.
So I'm spoiled because I've been a bike mechanic, so I do kind of have the industry deals. But, yeah, I've got a Cervelo P5. SRAM Red ETAP, Coric power meter. I've got a two sets of zips, 808s and 404s. Little secret, running latex inner tubes with some good tires makes a big difference.
Why?
What I miss. Rolling resistance.
Okay.
Rolling resistance, yeah. Getting your tire pressure right. But rolling resistance is huge. And also latex helps with punctures. Although, granted, I'm the guy that got a flat. Why? But that's the only flat I've had in a race. Knock on wood. That's the only flat I've had in a race in, I think, ever. So, but yeah, did I miss anything on the bike? Oh, and then I use, in terms of hydration setup, I've got one bottle behind my seat and one in between my arms. Keep it tucked.
Cool.
Nice and tidy.
Brilliant. Well, Alex, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run next time out.
Absolutely. See ya.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that is it for yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you very much to Alex for sharing some bike tips with us today. And thank you, most of all, to you for listening. Have yourself a superb weekend. I hope you got lots of great training on the cards. If you are racing this weekend, best of luck. I hope it all goes according to plan. And I will be back again on Monday. You have yourself a superb weekend. From myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.